Okay, and that last slide, what we were dealing with were essentially group frequencies. We did this once before when we talked about the aspirin and Tylenol experiment. You remember I combined scores to get fewer categories just to make a graph that looked easier to understand. In the aspirin case, we took the scores 1, 2, and 3 and put them in one category, and then we did 4, 5, and 6 in a second category, and 7, 8, and 9 in a third category. So what we're doing when we develop a group frequency distribution is simply taking the number of categories and making them fewer, because often our categories, we have too many and our pictures are cluttered and our table is too large. So in order to really summarize and describe, it's often better to generate fewer categories. How many categories, that really depends on, you know, on how many you started with and what they look like. Generally, 20 is a lot of categories, so I try to get down to maybe around 10, but sometimes fewer, sometimes more. It just depends on what it's going to look like and whether or not it satisfies your purposes. But certainly 20 is a high end, somewhere between maybe 5 and 15 would make the most sense.